sloth and torpor. When the mind starts to settle, things start to quiet down a little bit. It's not always a good thing, because, in the sense that if one doesn't sustain the attention, if one doesn't apply effort, then it very quickly shifts into dullness very easily. Dullness, sloth, torpor, lassitude of mind, and if the mind is not taking interest, and that particularly that quality of filling, steeping, pervading the body with the awareness of the breath, it really helps to dispel that lassitude of mind, that sinking of the mind that goes down into dullness. And when it goes into dullness, and the mind loses its brightness. So that to take awareness and using attention to not just to focus and hold on the breath, but to allow that awareness to move, flowing into the body with the breath, the sensation of the breath, paying attention to the subtleties of sensation, subtleties of what does it feel like in different places of the body, and that moving of awareness around the body, so that the body is energized, and therefore the mind becomes energized. And it's when the mind and the body are energized in that way that it can settle in a way that's very stable, without slipping into sloth and torpor. So that we tend to want to skip the hard work of things and we just want to experience the fruits of meditation.